It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Hootman, another eccentric to be added to the Southern Marin cast of characters. But first, let me explain. As most of you know, I was one of the primary people challenging the annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department. For a number of reasons, I was unsuccessful in convincing people this was the wrong thing to do. If you still doubt that the annexation was the wrong thing to do, please read Dick Spotswood's editorial in the Marin Independent Journal of July 15th of this year. Having been unsuccessful in a direct approach, I have decided, like Bruce Wayne, to take an indirect one, and thus I have created Hootman. I will tell you the story of the evolution of Hootman, and at the end of the show I will tell you how you can help him achieve his goals. Once I decided to develop an alter ego to fight injustice in Southern Marin, I realized I needed a name for this new character. Several names I rejected out of hand, such as Mountain Lion Man, Coyote Man, and Raccoon Man. I decided that an owl was a good image for what I was trying to do, as owls are the scourges of rats. However, I did not like the sound of Owl Man, and so ultimately decided on Hoot Man. Unfortunately, Hootman will not be hitting the skies any time in the near future. I have run into a number of obstacles which I am sure many of you can identify with. The first of these obstacles was that the Hootman suit will require me to lose about 30 pounds to fit into it. That's going to take me a bit. The second problem was that the FAA is requiring me to install running lights and landing lights on the Hoot wings. Since my ultimate goal is to surprise, not shine lights on wrongdoers, I have filed a request for a special exception to the addition of lights to my costume. I have been told that the mere scheduling of a hearing with the FAA will take months. The next challenge I encountered was converting my VW Passat station wagon into the Hootmobile. Needless to say, there are several mechanics who do not share my vision of the car as a key tool in the pursuit of justice. When I explained what I wanted to do, they broke into laughter, and they very well could still be laughing today. They suggested I find some kid who spray paints to tag the side of my car with wings. I'm in the process of looking for such a tagger. I have ordered a jet engine for the Hootmobile from the Acme Jet Engine Company, the same group that supplies equipment to Wile-E Coyote. I must confess I anticipate a similar raucous reaction from the planning department if I were to file my plans for the Hoot Cave. As my home is located on the side of a hill, the development of the Hoot Cave is no small challenge. If I calibrate the jet engine in the Hootmobile correctly, I should be able to exit the Hoot Cave and land on Sausalito Boulevard. I have yet to figure out how to get the Hootmobile back into the cave, but I'm working on that. I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but I am planning to proceed with the construction of the Hoot Cave without permits. My biggest challenge will be getting rid of the dirt from the excavation without being observed. I believe I may have come upon a solution by watching the movies The Great Escape and The Shawshank Redemption. In both movies, the heroes let the dirt fall from the cuffs of their pants as they walked in the prison yard. My neighbors may think I am walking my dogs a lot, but little do they know that I am in the process of constructing a fortress to fight injustice. As a small footnote to this topic, I just received a letter from the BCDC to the effect Hootman will only be able to land in the bay if he has a permit. I had inquired of BCDC if I could land in the bay should I miscalculate my ability to soar back to the Hoot Cave. Creating a superhero of sorts to fight against injustice in Southern Marin may seem overly extreme. I ask you again to read Dick Spotswood's article in the July 15th Marin Independent Journal, and then conclude for yourself whether we are in extreme times. You can assist Hootman in his mission by simply communicating with your elected officials your concerns raised by the Spotswood article. It all may seem complex to you, but it really boils down to the math doesn't work. Nothing will change overnight. It has taken a long time for us to get into this mess, and it will take a long time to get out. In the meantime, I will keep you updated regarding the adventures of Hootman. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.